This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Despite overwhelming disapproval by the public, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality approved a permit for the Nestle Company. That permit allows the company to increase the amount of water it pumps out of a well and bottles for its Ice Mountain brand. That approval went through in early April. Today, a conservation group filed a petition contesting that DEQ permit. Peggy Case is the president of the Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation, the group behind the challenge, and she joins us. Welcome.
Thank you.
The DEQ says its review of the environmental impact showed the increased water withdrawal should be approved. On what grounds is your group contesting the permit?
Well, there's a number of grounds that we're contesting it. We think it should not have been approved for at least three or four different reasons.
Let's go through those.
Well, first of all, there's a court precedent that was set back in 2009 that basically said at 400 gallons per minute, it's not sustainable to draw from a creek like that. That was the Macosta case. It's a different creek, but it's only 20 miles away, and it's a very similar circumstances. So we're contesting that 400 gallons per minute is simply not sustainable. It should never be approved because there's obvious evidence of damage at 150 gallons per minute.
Yeah, we should mention that they're permitted for 250 gallons per minute right now.
Well, we're contesting that part, too, because they originally were permitted for 150 gallons per minute. And then they managed to get approval from the DEQ for an extra 100 a couple years ago with no public comment, no notice of any kind. So we think that their jump from 150 to 250 shouldn't have happened in the first place. Although they claim it was perfectly legal, we don't think so. They flunked the water withdrawal assessment tool test, which is a computer model. It is required under the Safe Drinking Water Act. They flunked it with a D, and so they went for a site-specific review, which is another computer model. But the law says that they have to have real-time, real data, you know, in real life, not computer models. They don't have it. Nestle's been using their own data and data that they've contracted from, you know, the companies that they pay for the last 16 years.
And this is the same information that DEQ is using in its decision.
Right. It's using Nestle's data, but it also knows that they know they don't have enough information to follow the actual law. So they've asked three times for Nestle to submit more data, which is one reason the process dragged out as long as it did. You know, that Nestle wasn't giving them real-time data that matched what the law required. So three times they asked for new data. I don't think they ever actually got it.
As I mentioned, there was overwhelming disapproval by the public. 80,000 people commented, and some of those people, you were quoted in an MLife piece by Garrett Ellison, submitted some expert scientific data, and the DEQ, you say, ignored it. How do you know that information was relevant to this particular permit process?
Well, because I've read it. The expert testimony came from organizations such as FLO, For Love of Water. They submitted 113 pages of expert testimony. They had hydrologists, aquatic biologists, and lawyers submitting data. It's a pretty thorough document. We submitted some data of our own. We don't have a lot of degree titles behind our names, but we went out in the woods and went out in the real world, took pictures, walked around, talked to people who live on these streams, and did some measurements, temperatures and depth of the water in terms of whether it could sustain trout, things like that.
You have started the process of contesting this permit. On your website, it says you informed Nestle and the DEQ that they should not proceed with any implementation of the permit while it's being contested. If they do so, it is at their risk. What does that mean?
Well, if they were to go ahead and start working on something, for example, you know, start digging for a new pipe or a booster station or something like that, and then it turned out that they didn't get the permit, we would not be able to come back and say, well, but we've already started digging, so we need to be able to continue. They wouldn't be able to do that. It sort of protects the public from preemptively doing things when you really don't have a permit yet, because they don't have it yet as long as it's being contested.
What further action might your group take after formally contesting the permit?
We'll wait and see what happens with the challenge. It takes a while. You have to go before a judge, and you know, we'll see what they DEQ actually does, because this is an administrative judge from the DEQ that's going to be looking at it. Somebody, not necessarily us, but somebody might decide, if they do go ahead and try pumping at 400 gallons per minute, somebody might sue them. Our organization sued them way back in Macosta when they were pumping at 400 gallons per minute. That doesn't mean that we're going to be the ones that do it again, but somebody might.
Peggy Case is the president of the Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. That group is contesting a state-issued permit allowing Nestle to increase the amount of water it pumps from a well near Everett, Michigan. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
We received a statement from Ice Mountain Natural Resource Manager Arlene Anderson Vincent. It reads in part, quote, "While we have not had the opportunity to review all of the details of the appeal, the facts of the situation remain. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality carefully reviewed and considered our application in what it has called the most extensive analysis of any water withdrawal in Michigan history. At the conclusion of that analysis, the department developed a 58-page recommendation memo and provided 22 conditions for the permit. We have the highest degree of confidence in more than 16 years of scientific data supporting our application," end quote from Nestle.